Praise be Jesus Christ. Good afternoon, Central Catholic families, friends, and visitors. Thank you for joining me today as we pray the Stations of the Cross together. As we enter into the Lord's Passion this weekend and Holy Week, it is a great opportunity for us to unite all of our sacrifices and sufferings to the Lord's as we walk the way of the cross with Him. I'm blessed to come to you today from the beautiful Church of Holy Ghost in Bethlehem, and so thank you for joining us throughout the day today as we walk with Christ. Let us call to mind all of our intentions and prayers and petitions that we lift up and offer with this prayer of the Stations of the Cross. We especially pray for all those who are sick and suffering, for a cure and a vaccine to the coronavirus, and for all of our healthcare professionals who are working hard to keep us safe, and all those elsewhere who are doing the same, and for our families, for our protection and our own health, and for these and all of our intentions, we lift this up now as we pray together. We begin our prayer today with the Angelus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. We ask our Blessed Mother Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows, to walk with us as we pray the Stations of the Cross. We begin our stations today kneeling before the altar, the Lord's presence in the tabernacle, as we pray an act of contrition. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I detest all of my sins because of thy just punishments, but most of all because they offended thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasions of sin. Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, thou hast made this journey to die for me with love unutterable, and I have so many times unworthily abandoned thee. But now I love thee with my whole heart, and because I love thee, I repent sincerely for ever having offended thee. Pardon me, my God, and permit me to accompany thee on this journey. Thou goest to die for love of me. I wish also, my beloved Redeemer, to die for love of thee. My Jesus, I will live and die, always united to thee. Amen. Yesterday was the 15th anniversary of the death of our beloved St. John Paul II, so we ask for his intercession as well as we begin the Stations of the Cross. The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how Jesus, after having been scourged and crowned with thorns, was unjustly condemned by Pilate to die on the cross. My adorable Jesus, it was not Pilate. No, it was my sins that condemned thee to die. I beseech thee by the merits of this sorrowful journey to assist my soul in its journey towards eternity. I love thee, my beloved Jesus. I repent with my whole heart for having offended thee. Never permit me to separate myself from thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. At the cross her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, close to Jesus to the last. The second station, Jesus carries his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how Jesus, in making this journey with the cross on his shoulders, thought of us, and for us offered to his Father the death he was about to undergo. My most beloved Jesus, I embrace all the tribulations you have destined for me until death. I beseech thee by the merits of the pain you did suffer in carrying your cross, to give me the necessary help to carry mine with perfect patience and resignation. I love you, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to separate myself from you again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Through her heart her sorrow bearing, all his bitter anguish bearing, now at length the sword has passed. The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise thee, because by thy holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider this first fall of Jesus under his cross. His flesh was torn by the scourges, his head crowned with thorns, and he had lost a great quantity of blood. He was so weakened that he could scarcely walk, and yet he had to carry this great load upon his shoulders. The soldiers struck him rudely, and thus he fell several times in his journey. My beloved Jesus, it is not the weight of the cross but my sins which have made thee suffer so much pain. By the merits of this first fall, deliver me from the misfortune of falling into mortal sin. I love thee, Jesus, my love, with my whole heart. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to separate myself from thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother highly blessed of the sole begotten one. The fourth station, Jesus meets his mother. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider the meeting of the Son and the Mother, which took place on this journey. Jesus and Mary looked at each other, and their looks became as so many arrows to wound those hearts which loved each other so tenderly. My most loving Jesus, by the sorrow you did experience in this meeting, grant me the grace of a truly devoted love for your most holy mother. And thou, my queen, who was overwhelmed with sorrow, Obtain for me by your intercession a continual and tender remembrance of the passion of your Son. I love you, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Christ above in torment hangs, she beneath beholds the pangs of her dying glorious Son. The fifth sorrowful mystery, Jesus is helped by Simon. And we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how the Jews, seeing that at each step Jesus from weakness was on the point of expiring, and fearing that he would die on the way, when they wished him to die the ignominious death of the cross, constrained Simon the Cyrenian to carry the cross behind our Lord. My most sweet Jesus, I will not refuse the cross as the Cyrenian did. I accept it, I embrace it. I accept in particular the death you have destined for me, with all the pains that may accompany it. I unite it to your death. I offer it to you. You who died for love of me, I will die for love of you and to please you. Help me by thy grace. I love you, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended you. Never permit me to offend you again. Grant that I may love you always, and then do with me as you will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Is there one who would not weep? Whelmed in misery so deep, Christ, dear Mother, to behold. The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how the holy woman Veronica, seeing Jesus so afflicted, and his faith bathed in sweat and blood, presented him with a towel with which he wiped his adorable face, leaving on it the impression of his holy countenance. My most beloved Jesus, your face was beautiful before, but in this journey it has lost all of its beauty, and wounds and blood have disfigured it. Alas, my soul was also once beautiful when it received your grace in baptism. But I have disfigured it since by my sins. You alone, my Redeemer, can restore it to its former beauty. Do this in your passion, O Jesus. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Can the human heart refrain from partaking in her pain, in that mother's pain untold? The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider the second fall of Jesus under the cross, a fall which renews the pain of all the wounds of the head and members of our afflicted Lord. My most gentle Jesus, how many times you have pardoned me, and how many times I have fallen again and begun to offend thee. O Oh, by the merits of this new fall, give me the necessary help to persevere in your grace until death. Grant that in all temptations which assail me, I may always commend myself to you. I love you, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. She beheld her tender child, saw him hang in desolation, till his spirit forth he sent. The A Station. Jesus speaks to the women. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how those women wept with compassion at seeing Jesus in such a pitiable state, streaming with blood as he walked along. But Jesus said to them, "Weep not for me, but for your children." My Jesus, laden with sorrows, I weep for the offenses I have committed against you, because of the pains which they have deserved, and still more because of the displeasure they have caused you, who has loved me so much. It is your love, more than the fear of hell, which causes me to weep for my sins. My Jesus, I love thee more than myself. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O thou Mother, fount of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with thine accord. The Ninth Station. Jesus falls a third time. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider the third fall of Jesus Christ. His weakness was extreme, and the cruelty of his executioners was excessive, who tried to hasten his steps when he had scarcely strength to move. My outraged Jesus, by the merits of the weakness you did suffer in going to Calvary, give me strength sufficient to conquer all human respect and all my wicked passions, which have led me to despise your friendship. I love you, Jesus, my love, with my whole heart. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Make me feel as you have felt, make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord. The Tenth Station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore thee, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider the violence with which the executioners stripped Jesus. His inner garments adhered to his torn flesh, and they dragged them off so roughly that the skin came with them. Compassionate, your Savior was thus cruelly treated, and so we say to him, my innocent Jesus, by the merits of the torment you have felt, help me to strip myself of all affection to things of earth, in order that I may place all my love in you, who are so worthy of my love. I love you, Jesus, with my whole heart. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Holy Mother, pierce me through, in my heart each wound renew, of my Savior crucified. The 11th station, Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how Jesus, after being thrown on the cross, extended his hands and offered to his eternal Father the sacrifice of his death for our salvation. These barbarians fastened him with nails and then, raising the cross, allowed him to die with anguish on the infamous gibbet. My Jesus, loaded with contempt, nail my heart to thy feet, that it may ever remain there to love thee and never leave you again. I love thee, Jesus, more than myself. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The 12th station, Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how thy Jesus, after 3 hours of agony on the cross, consumed at length with anguish, abandons himself to the weight of his body, bows his head, and dies. O my dying Jesus, I devoutly kiss the cross on which you did die for love of me. I have merited by my sins to die a miserable death, but by thy death I find hope. And by thy merits of your death, I give me grace to die, embracing your feet and burning with love for you. I yield my soul into your hands. I love you, Jesus, with my whole heart. I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. And grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let me mingle tears with thee, mourning him who mourned for me, all the days that I may live. The 13th station, Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by thy holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how after the death of our Lord, two of his disciples, Joseph and Nicodemus, took him down from the cross and placed him in the arms of his afflicted mother, who received him with unutterable tenderness and pressed him close to her chest. O Mother of Sorrow, for the love of thy Son, accept me, your servant, and pray to him for me. And you, my Redeemer, since you did die for me, permit me to love thee, for I wish but you and nothing more. I love you, Jesus, my love, and I repent of ever having offended thee. Never permit me to offend thee again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. By the cross with thee to stay, there with thee to weep and pray, is all I ask of you to give. The 14th station, Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Consider how the disciples carried the body of Jesus to bury it, accompanied by his holy mother, who arranged it in the sepulchre with her own hands. They then closed the tomb and all withdrew. O my buried Jesus, I kiss the stone that closes you in, but you did rise again on the third day. I beseech you, by thy resurrection, make me rise gloriously with you at the last day, to be always united with thee in heaven, to praise you and to love you forevermore. I love you, Jesus, my love. I repent of ever having offended you. Never permit me to offend you again. Grant that I may love thee always, and then do with me as you will. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share thy grief divine. And now we pray for the intentions of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for all of our bishops. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for inviting us to walk with you these stations of the cross. We ask that by your pain and suffering, we might unite our own struggles and difficulties and trials to your holy cross, and by that sacrifice which you lift up for us, rise with you to eternal life. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And the Holy Mary, Mother of God, and Our Lady of Sorrows, pray for us. St. Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us. Thank you all for joining me for these Stations of the Cross. Again, let us please keep each other in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and all of your families. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, stay safe and well, and have a good weekend.